tens of thousands of Latino immigrants and others hit the streets for marches and rallies last year in Wisconsin. Those were in part to protest an immigration bill backed by suburban Milwaukee Congressmember Jim Sensenbrenner. This year, President Bush and some members of Congress are pushing new measures, but Daryl Marine of the Milwaukee chapter of the League of United Latin American Citizens says both efforts have problems. Marine says the so-called Flake Gutierrez bill would require many undocumented workers to leave the U.S. before being able to come back in and stay.
It's one of those provisions that makes no sense, but certain ultra-conservatives in the Congress seem to be insisting on it. We don't see how DHS and its departments underneath it can effectively do that and enforce that.
Marine says the bill would also muddy the waters between federal and local enforcement of immigration law. Latino groups hope a broader group of people will march with them this year. The NAACP will be joining many of the national events, and so will some African-American pastors. Ebenezer Insor of Emmanuel United Methodist Church in Milwaukee is a native of Ghana. He says it's not just Latino immigrants who want reform.
It transcends all races. This country is a land of opportunities for all.
But conservative groups remain in favor of tougher immigration controls. The group Numbers USA told a hearing in Washington this week that a 1986 reform law has resulted in millions more illegal workers in the United States. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.